I certainly want to say good morning to each and every one of you that are here, as well as those of you that are listening in, and bring you greetings this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a beautiful day to serve the Lord, and today is Mother's Day, so I'll start out by saying Happy Mother's Day to the mothers, those of you that are here, as well as those of you listening in. I trust that each one of us, if your mother is still living, that you'll be able to tell her that today or sometime, whether through a card or through a phone call or something, to show her that you appreciate her for who she is. And just a couple announcements here at the beginning. First of all, thank you for all of those that filled out their BMA Assessment of Unities papers. If you haven't had time to do that yet, I would appreciate if you could get that done in the next day or two. I do need to have them to return to Brother Ed here shortly, so we want to do our best to fulfill that. Also, we will be sending an email out with some details about this, but Lord willing, Brother Barry and Brother Daniel and I have been in some discussion about when to resume normal worship services. We have checked with a lot of other churches, or several other churches, some within BMA, some locally. We want to do our best to be respectful, but realize we can't continue on like this for long term. I'm not going to take time to read the whole article. We will send out an email probably this afternoon that we put together. There are a few churches that are starting this morning, several that are maybe starting in the next week or two, some that are considering them somewhere around the beginning of June. We're planning to start next Sunday, Lord willing, but we also checked with some local authorities as well, local officials. One of the things they are still asking and recommending is that we do social distancing the best we can. It's going to be a little hard to do that if everybody was here. So we decided to divide the congregation in half and have half of you come one Sunday and half of you the next Sunday and still do the live feed. We're going to try that for a week, maybe 2-3 weeks, depending on how things go, and after that we'll decide how to proceed from there. We did talk about if it's nice weather, we would maybe just have the service out in the pavilion, and everybody could come, so I guess if we all want to be here, which I think we all do, let's pray for about 70 or 80 degrees next Sunday and a beautiful sunny day. It'd be a little chilly to try to do something like that today. So yeah, like I said, we have a lot more details. I'm not going to take time to read the whole article or the letter we put together, but we'll send that out by email and proceed, see how the Lord leads from here. One more thing I will announce yet, and I'll probably announce this a few more times, but the building project, many of you are probably wondering what the outcome of that is or was. It did pass by 96%. To proceed forward with that, and 100% gave their support of the congregation's decision. The final tally was 56% of the funds before we proceed to start. So we'll continue to pray about that and see how the Lord leads in the future for that. So yeah. But yeah, thinking about, again, today is Mother's Day. It is a beautiful day today to serve the Lord. It's a little chilly out there, but the Lord gave us a sunny day. And I trust that, you know, and as I was thinking about the message this morning, in some ways, today is just another day, another year, another time when we celebrate Mother's Day. But in another sense, it's another time when we've never been here before. We're facing a lot of things that we've never seen before in our day and age, in our generation, a lot of different varied things. So there's a lot of families that are feeling, maybe, I don't know if stress is the right word, but a different type of lifestyle. You know, we haven't been able to have church. Some schools have been canceled. Things along that nature. There's a lot of things that are taking place. But today is a day that was set aside to honor mothers. And as we think about mothers again, we want to recognize the importance of their role in the life that God has given them. All of us, this is very obvious, but all of us that are here, that have been born on this earth, have a mother of one way or another. I mean, it's just the way it is. The only two people that were ever on this earth that didn't were Adam and Eve. And they were created as the first human beings on this earth. We have many examples of godly mothers in Scripture that had a lasting effect, or we could say an eternal impact on their children. Just to name a few, we have Hannah, which was the mother of Samuel. I won't go into a lot of details, but we probably could look at each one of these stories and can make a message out of these. I know we could. We have Timothy and his mother Lois and his grandmother Eunice. We know, to the best of our knowledge, that his father was not a believer or a Christian, so we see the impact that his mother and grandmother had on his life. Another one I thought about was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And there again, we could go into a lot of discussion on each one of them, but we won't this morning. But I was thinking about some of that, and I thought about, you know, for those of us that have godly mothers here today, we have a lot to be thankful for. You'll take notice that I didn't say a perfect mother. None of us have had a perfect mother. None of us are perfect in and of ourselves. But if you have had a godly mother or have a godly mother, you have a lot to be thankful for. One that cares for you. One that many times puts your needs ahead of their own. One that showed you how to do many things. There's a little poem that I found a number of years ago, and I pulled it up again. I really like this poem, and thinking about mothers that have taught you how to do a lot of things. It says it like this: mothers are blowers of noses and washers of ears, smoothers of bump spots and wipers of tears, scrubbers of dishes and wielders of mops, grandmas of for dollies and winders of tops, bathers of babies and umpires of spats, finders of boots, mittens, and hats, helpers with lessons and makers of beds, shakers of dust cloths, combers of heads, button sewer owners and winders of clocks, menders of dresses and darners of socks, tellers of stories and readers of books, judges and jurors of conducts and looks. That's a good one, judges and jurors of conducts and looks. Doctors for heartaches and hearers of prayers, generals directing all family affairs, tenders of home fires and builders of men. Oh, for the gift of the adequate pen. For each one of us this morning, I believe there's not enough adequate words to express how much we owe our mothers for their hard work and good works and loving deeds. Again, let's remember that none of us have a perfect mother. None of us none of us are perfect, so we cannot look at our mother through the lens of a glass, of think of them in that way, but look at them for what they have done for you in your walk with the Lord. Ephesians 6:2 tells us to honor our father and our mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And it goes back to the Ten Commandments, where the Ten Commandment was given back in Exodus 20, verse 12, where it says to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So we see that we are commanded to honor, as we're thinking of today, our mothers. So a question for each one of us to think about: what are we doing to honor our mothers today? I want to recognize, too, that not everyone has a fond memory of their mother. I trust that hopefully isn't the case so much in our settings, but I know of two of our neighbors within a mile or two of us in the last 15, 18 years at tops. The one, they would have been on a farm there joining us on another road, but out through the fields. And his wife, they had two daughters, and his wife all of a sudden one day just left and went and ran off with another man. And the man was left to raise his daughters. And to the best of my knowledge, she never came back. She's not there. And I don't know the whole situation of this whole story, but then another situation too, where the mother just left for another man, both the same type of thing, and left the children with the father. So I want to recognize that not everybody has a good or a fond memory of their mother. Not every mother has fulfilled the responsibility that God has called them to. But I trust for each one of us that we could still acknowledge and remember our mothers, and I trust that each one of us have a good relationship and a good memory of our mothers. Probably heard me say this, it came to my mind again. For us men, husbands, fathers that are here or listening in today, the best thing that we can do for our children is to love their mother. You probably heard this statement before: the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I kind of rephrased that, and I think it maybe fits a little better, but the hand that rocks the cradle shapes the world. It shapes children. It shapes young people. It shapes individuals, and many times has an effect, a lasting effect on the rest of their lives. Billy Sunday once said, "As sure as you breathe, if every cradle was rocked by a good mother, the world would be full of many more good men and women." I'll read that again. "As sure as you breathe, if every cradle was rocked by a good mother, the world would be full of a lot more good men and women." It takes a lot of work to be a good mother. It takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of giving up on one's own desires and ambitions. We must be careful to love and cherish our mothers. And for us men here this morning that are married and have children, we must be careful to love and cherish our wives and treat them with love and honor and respect. Ephesians 5:25 gives us husbands and men a tall order. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." We could probably put a whole message together just on that verse. What does it mean to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it? But think about that and ponder on that, of what our responsibility is to build our wives, the mothers in our families up, and to encourage them. You've probably all heard this statement. I've probably said it before, but it came to my mind again too. If mom isn't happy, nobody's happy. Think about that for a moment. If mom isn't happy, nobody's happy. So what can we do as children and as husbands, as fathers, to honor and to respect and teach our children to love their mothers? This morning we want to look at the message, and I'll be looking at Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. The title of the message is "Mothers, God's Precious Gift." Many times you hear a lot of women don't like Proverbs 31, and that can be somewhat understandable, but this morning I don't want us to look at this as, do I measure up, but more of, what is God really doing with me? What does God really want with me? What is God really asking me to do in the home? And, you know, we won't want this to be, am I lining up type of message. We want this to be an encouraging message to encourage our mothers, and not only our mothers, but our fathers, to be there for our mothers and our children, to honor and respect them as well. Also, I've heard people say before, and I wanted to look, but some people will read through the book of Proverbs each month. I've done it different times. I was thinking I need to do it again sometime, but I think they'll take like several months. Sometimes people will do it for a whole year, read through the book of Proverbs, and they're glad that there's only so many months a year that have 31 days, because they only have to read the 31st chapter. They don't have to read it every month. So anyway, that's just something humorous and comical. But again, we want to look at it. It is God's written word to us, so it is God's words to us this morning. We'll be looking and reading at Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil or no need to worry. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships and bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Her daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain or fleeting, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Mothers are a precious gift from God. Proverbs, as we know it, is called the Book of Wisdom. In the verses we just read, it takes a lot of qualities of a virtuous woman, and we'll look at some of them as we think of the message this morning. The impact that mothers can have. I believe we want to look. I'm going to look at a couple of the verses near the end of the chapter here, and then we'll go back and look at several verses in throughout the chapter. But thinking about a virtuous woman, the ones that are a gift from God, the ones that taketh care and really careth for their homes. I'm going to look at verse 27 through 31. Verse 27, it says, she looketh well at the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. In other words, she's busy taking care of her house. She's busy doing her responsibilities. Her children take notice to what is happening, and they arise up and call her blessed. And her husband also, and he praiseth her. And then verse 29, it talks about many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. In verse 30 and 31, I believe are the two verses that can help shape and mold a godly woman or a godly mother into who they are. It says, favor is deceitful. In other words, looking to be noticed or looking to be favored or looking for recognition is deceitful. Beauty is vain or fleeting. You know, anything that a woman can do to make her, the beauty of a woman comes from within, from a good relationship with the Lord. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. This morning, as we go through the message, we want to look at four different qualities of a mother that I believe will help us to understand truly of a mother being a gift from God. Each one of these qualities start with the letters in the word gift. We want to look at G as gracious. A mother is a precious gift. Excuse me. She is many times more concerned about the needs of others than she is of the needs of herself. She puts her family first. And the needs of those around her, and her second, and herself last. She is gracious and self-giving, not only in the way she speaks, but in the deeds that she does. Want to look at verse 15 and verse 27 again, I believe it is. Verse 15 says, she ariseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion of her maidens. And then verse 27, we looked at that a little bit ago, but she looketh well to the ways of her household. In other words, she's paying attention to what needs taking care of. She puts others' needs, and I did mention this before, she puts others' needs ahead of her own. I think I've used this illustration before, but it just came to me, that little story about the dad and this, was sitting with, I think it was 4 or 5 year old daughter, showing her pictures, and they came upon one of the day that he and his wife, and the husband and wife got married, the mom and the dad got married, and the little girls looked at her dad and said, is that the day the mom came and worked for us? You know, many times you probably heard the story too. Another one just came to me. You probably heard the story before, that the husband come home at the end of the day and ask his wife what she did that day. It didn't look like she did anything. Well, you'd better not try that, because you might not get a good reception. But anyhow, so the next day she decided, well, she wasn't just going to do anything. Well, he came home that night and wondered what in the world had happened in the house. And she said, well, I just wanted you to see what all I do in a day. Probably, hopefully, that one's somewhat made up. But anyhow, just gives you a little idea that mothers do a lot of behind-the-scenes work that many times go unnoticed. Many times mothers take care of the wash. Did you ever think about the wash got clean and got put away, or maybe folded and you needed to get it and put it away yourself, however the situation is in your home? There's a lot of things. They prepare meals. They clean up the house. That's not saying it's all just their responsibility. We need to be careful to help them in any way we can as well. But thinking about the word gracious, the definition of gracious is having or showing kindness, full of compassion, merciful. She is gracious to her household. She is gracious to her family. She is gracious to the needy. She is a woman of kindness, a precious gift from the Lord. We want to look at is intelligent. A mother is also wise and intelligent and industrious. She not only manages her family well, but also helps take care of the finances of the family. I want to look at a couple other verses here in verse 13 and 14 and then 16 through 19. Excuse me. It says there in verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. And then verse 16 to 19, she considers a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out, not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. In other words, it paints a picture of one that is willingly providing for her family, doing what needs to be done to take care of her family. One that is strong and intelligent, one who balances her family and other responsibilities well. If you think about it in our modern day English, you could say she is one that is a designer, an accomplished seamstress, a cook, a vineyard keeper. You could probably name many other things. But I believe as we think about that, not every lady or woman has the same gifting. So we need to remember and realize that God gives each woman or mother unique gifts and abilities. You know, I had to think here a little bit about different things as I was preparing for this. But my mom, she's 89 years old now and in a nursing home. And, you know, for those of you that have an older parent, or have had an older parent or do have an older parent at this point would understand this, but when roles reverse and your parent almost becomes your child, if I can say it that way, or the cares that you have to have for them, they're not your child, but the way you have to care for them almost is that way in a sense. And it puts a whole different perspective on life and a whole different realization or appreciation of what they have done or who they are. And, you know, my mother is very, very alert and with it, but her memory is not what it used to be. Well, if you ask her something that was 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's there just like right there. I mean, but if you ask her something that happened 10, 15 minutes ago, she might not remember it. We were down to see her here, well, we were just there yesterday, but about a week ago we were down and we can't go in the home anymore. So we go outside the window and call her on her cell phone and talk across speakerphone with her. And she really looks forward to that and loves it, even though we can't get in her room. It's amazing, but that's okay. And a week ago when we went, we walked up to the window and she was on her phone. You could tell she was talking to someone and she hung up then. So I called her and we were talking there a little bit. And I asked her after a bit, I said, just was wondering who she, just kind of way of making conversation, who she was talking to. And I wasn't talking to anybody on the phone. I said, well, I thought you were when we walked up. Well, no, I was trying to call Linnell. That would be my sister in Arizona, but I wasn't talking to anybody. Well, she was talking to somebody. If she wasn't talking to somebody, she was making conversation to herself. But anyhow, yeah, just little things like that. And I'm not doing that in any way to make light of anything. But yeah, it's just how your roles change and you recognize and realize some of the things they maybe had and went through in life. F is the letter F in the word gift. We want to look at faithfulness. A precious mother is faithful. She is faithful to her household and her family and to God. Verses 10, 11, and 12, it says there, who can find a virtuous woman? She is far above rubies. And I was studying that verse just a little bit, but it basically puts out the thought that she is invaluable. There, you can't put a price on it. There's just something about a godly, virtuous woman that is invaluable. And there's a lot to be thankful for in thinking of their faithfulness. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. And verse 12 is good, very good. As I thought about that, she will do him good and not evil all of the days of her life. In other words, there's a couple other verses. Maybe that's one I'm going to have here as part of this. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. But verse 23 is one I was thinking about. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. You know, many times I believe it is the woman behind a man that makes a man who he is. I remember Brother Ernie saying many times that he never felt that he was qualified to be in the ministry, but Faye qualified him to be in the ministry. I don't know. I would say Faye stood behind him 120% and beyond, but I would also say Ernie had a lot of gifts that qualified him to be in the ministry as well, for those of us that would have known him. But I believe as we think about some of this, faithfulness is one of the most important qualities of a Christian. Being faithful, I believe, is a lost virtue in the society around us today. Some of the greatest words that we could ever hear from God, hopefully in each one of us will hear that, is what is written in Matthew 25, verse 21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to encourage us, all of us, but especially as we're thinking of mothers this morning, to be faithful to your calling, be faithful to your commitment to the Lord, be faithful to your husband. Never allow Satan, you know, I heard one of the situations that I was referring to earlier of the mother that left the home. I know that one in a lot more detail than I know the other one. But one of the things that started happening there was another man that started making, noticing this mother and started making some comments to her and really acting, trying to build her up and encourage her. And sad to say, he was a married man as well. And she started falling for that. And I guess why I'm bringing some more of this back up is to encourage all of us mothers, all of you women that are here or listening in, to not allow anything like that to take root, to recognize that for what it is and stay committed and faithful to your husband. It's not so much sometimes of our ability that counts with God, but our availability and our willingness. Our willingness to do what God wants us to do. Are we willing to use the gifts and the abilities and be faithful to serve God and others around us? A godly mother is a woman of faithfulness that will care and love and honor her husband and her family. The letter T we'll look at is tenderness. A precious mother is tender-hearted, overflowing with love and kindness. She thinks tenderly and speaks tenderly and acts tenderly. Verse 26 in our text says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Did you ever think about how many children will go to their mother with a hurt or a problem? Because women are more tender-hearted than men many times. I've seen at different times, I'm not sure, I don't remember of any instances in my own family, but I'm sure it happened before, but I've seen at different times where a child, we were somewhere with a large group of people, and a child would get hurt, and the dad would get the child, and well, no, like a 1, 2, 3-year-old, no, they want mom. You know, there's just something about the tenderness of mom that can heal the wound, whether it's a physical wound or just a sometimes an imaginary wound that us men can't do. Mothers in general are full of love and compassion and kindness. They want what is best for their children. It's a little illustration. This kind of paints the picture very well. A teacher asked a boy this question. Suppose your mother baked a pie and there were 7 of you, your parents and 5 children. What part of the pie would you get? A 1/6, replied the boy. I'm afraid you don't understand the fraction, said the teacher. Remember, there are 7 of you. Yes, teacher, said the boy, but you don't know my mother. Mother would say, I really didn't want any pie anyways. Did you ever see that happening? I could give you some stories about that in our own home, but I'll let that go. But yeah, you know, a mother will many times give up something that she would probably love to have to allow her children and her family to have that goodness as well. A mother is a precious gift from God. We should respond with thankfulness, first of all, to God for giving us the precious gift of mothers, and secondly, for our mothers, for all that they have done for us. And I'm going to add a thirdly onto that, just thought about it as I was saying that. For us as husbands, thirdly, we need to recognize our wives and thank them for who they are and for what they are doing. Do we rise up and call her blessed, as it says in verse 28, and praise her? Do we encourage our children to thank her for what she has done? And men, do we not allow, especially boys, sometimes girls as well, but especially boys as they're going through their teenage years, do we need to be careful to not allow them to disrespect or talk back to their mother and be disrespectful to them in any way? Favor is, verse 30 and 31, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain or fleeting, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. It's just a small, short reading I found that I'll read here in closing. It says, let's take a moment of time just to pay tribute and show appreciation for the person called Mom. Though some may not openly say it to their mother, there is no substitute for her. Cherish every single moment. Though at times she may not be the best of friends, may not always agree with her or her thoughts, but she still is your mother. She will be there for you to listen to your woes, your braggings, and your frustrations, etc. Be tactful and loving. Show her her due respect, even though sometimes you may not always agree with her. And this is what I liked about this. Once gone, only fond memories of the past or regrets will be left. We'll have one of two things once our mothers or fathers are passed. We'll only have fond memories of the past or regrets. One of the two will be left. Don't take for granted the things closest to your heart. Cling to them as you would your life, for without them, life is meaningless. So as we think about it this morning, I trust that for those of you that are mothers in the home, don't take your responsibility lightly. Don't look at it as you don't measure up, but to recognize that God allowed you to be where you are in this stage of life and to give it the best you've got. Husbands, fathers in the home, show them appreciation. Children, young people, whether you're here or listening in, show your mothers appreciation. Not just appreciation, the respect that is due them. Remember the verse that I read, honor thy father and thy mother. And that's not just a verse, that's one of the Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother. You know, that does look different as you get older and have homes of your own. But you still need to honor and respect your father and your mother. Let's not look at this as I said in the beginning, that you don't feel like you can measure up, because if you stop and think about it, none of us can ever measure up, whether it's husbands, wives, fathers, mothers. But by God's grace, we can fulfill the responsibility and do it in the way God asks us to do. Remember that motto, a godly mother is one that her hand is helping to shape the world. Those thoughts in mind, let us bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you once again for this opportunity of sharing together in this way. Thank you for the words that we read in Scripture this morning. We thank you for mothers today. Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us, first of all, that we would honor and respect our mothers for who they are. And especially if they're still living, and if we can, that we can show that to them in one way or another. But then the next thing we want to think about, Lord, is for all the ladies, all the mothers that are mothers here within our congregation, Lord. I pray for an encouragement for them. I pray for strength. I pray for wisdom. I pray that you will minister to their needs. There's times that in the thick of child training or the thick of teaching or the thick of training, life can get hard, life can get toilsome. Lord, I pray that you will give them courage, you will give them grace, you will give them strength to stand strong and be the mother and the lady that you want them to be. Encourage them, Lord. We pray for a special portion of your grace for them today. Lord, maybe there's something hard someone is working through today. Lord, give them courage and strength and grace as they face each moment of this day. I pray for us husbands and fathers as a part of our congregation, Lord. May we stand strong as leaders in the home. May we stand strong and love our wives as you have called us to. It says even as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. May we give ourselves for our wives in different areas, whether it's in encouraging them, whether it's in loving them, whether it's in showing compassion to them, whether it's in helping do things in the house, even at times maybe things we don't really like to do or want to do, but we can do it in a way to encourage them and show them appreciation. Lord, I pray for all the children and young people that are part of our congregation. Lord, encourage them, strengthen them. I pray that they can show their mother's appreciation as well and recognize who their mother is and continue to show honor and respect and back to her for who she is. Lord, as we thought about it this morning, mothers truly are a gift. We recognize that you designed the home and you gave each one the responsibilities that we have. And I pray for faithfulness, Lord, faithfulness in our marriage, faithfulness in the homes, faithfulness to one another, Lord, where we have made commitments, whether in the home and whether in the church. Then you to lead and guide and direct. Lord, we pray, place the future into your hands. We commit everything into your hands and recognize that you are an all-knowing God. You do care about each one of us and you love us. Lord, we look forward to coming back together as a church and a congregation. We pray that as you work out all the details for that to happen, Lord, that it will go smoothly and that each one of us will again, that we can enjoy our time of fellowship together. Thank you for loving us and saving us. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen.